So we'll sit for about 20 minutes. I'll offer a little guidance, and then we'll take the time remaining to bring closure to our day. So establishing awareness in the body. Centering your attention on the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Just allowing everything else to fall away for a little bit. Letting the breath become your whole world. Touching into any restful, easeful, or steady qualities in the body or the mind. Opening your awareness to the field of sensation that is this body. Warmth, heaviness, pressure and tingling. Pulsing. Soft or hard. whole range of sensations. Within this field of sensation, see if there's anything that stands out as unpleasant. A slight ache, a sharpness or tightness. A hardness. And first, just to step back and acknowledge, name the experience. Oh, this is unpleasant. Here is an unpleasant moment of sensory contact. And bringing even the slightest amount of wisdom to bear that recognizes all that has the nature to arise, has the nature to pass away. This too is subject to change, conditioned, impermanent. If there's nothing unpleasant at all in your physical experience, you might choose to call to mind some slightly unpleasant situation or emotion. Choosing to work with that in the heart. So with the recognition and the presence of right view, then we check. Don't go in if you can't get out. How's the level of resource in relation to this difficulty? Is there enough mindfulness, curiosity, kindness, balance to investigate and explore this experience? If not, then direct the attention somewhere else. Come back to the breath, the steadiness of sitting, gratitude, and so forth. If there is enough mindfulness and wholesome quality present, and bringing awareness there to the edge of the unpleasant sensation or emotion. And just observing, feeling and sensing what happens there. allow the heart to contract or resist if it needs to. Just bringing mindfulness to bear right there at the edge. At any point, you can experiment with widening the awareness, expanding, zooming out, or with taking small breaks, touching into the sensation, and then backing away, resting. Being with the sensation, and then backing away, resting, regrouping. So let's continue to explore like this, following the rhythm of your own body and mind, taking care to stay balanced. Observing any reactivity, allowing it to wax and wane. allowing things to be just as they are. Space for everything in the heart, including resistance. And for the time remaining in the sitting, just inviting you to let whatever you're working with go, letting it move to the background of your awareness, and just coming back to the simplicity of being here in a more open and general way. Okay, so just to review a little bit, We've looked at equanimity in three different ways today. We started with more of a general picture of equanimity as balance born of wisdom, and distinguishing it from indifference, not caring, numbing out, not feeling things, and talked about the fact that we need some ground, we need some resource or resilience first to build equanimity. And so we spent a little time just exploring gratitude and ease and steadiness in the mind and the body as a foundation for building equanimity. Then we looked at equanimity in the face of the changing conditions of our life, these eight worldly winds of gain and loss, praise and blame, fame and disrepute, pleasure and pain. And bringing in this wisdom aspect that recognizes and understands this is just the nature of things. Like the breath comes in and out, like night and day, like up and down. These eight conditions fluctuate and change in each of our lives. And that when we don't see this clearly, the mind becomes obsessed, attracted, and repelled by these changing conditions. But that when wisdom is present, when we understand and reflect clearly, this is subject to change, fragile, impermanent, then the mind can have more balance and spaciousness and not be so pulled around by the changing circumstances of our lives. And then this afternoon, we kind of zoomed in to really look more closely at our moment-to-moment experience, the way sensory contact, the eye, the nose, the tongue, the ear, the body, the heart, mind, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, in each of those ways, how the mind can become bound up with the relationship with pleasure or pain and turned around by that. How pleasant and unpleasant contact can invade and remain in the heart-mind when we're not mindful and balanced. And then starting to actually, with awareness, to penetrate into the body and the mind to experience, well, what's it like when there's a pleasant or unpleasant experience? To really start to feel and see the way the heart is pushed and pulled around by pleasure and pain, and to hold steadiness and awareness. And then we've looked at some of the principles of how to be in those zones to make sure that there's a ground of enough balance and resource in the mind to be with the intensity of whatever may be happening. And then to hold awareness present there, right at that edge of reactivity. Observing how equanimity comes in and out. How the mind gets pulled in and then maybe relaxes and then gets pulled in and then relaxes. And some of the tools for finding balance in that exploration of widening your awareness, expanding, or touching in and taking a break, or just redirecting altogether if the conditions aren't appropriate to really be with and explore what's happening. But tomorrow we're going to put all of this together and kind of go back and look, okay, well, if we come back into our lives, particularly with our relationships in our lives, with loved ones or other people, how do we have balance and equanimity in those situations? How do we use the wisdom and this kind of internal balance to be with those situations in our lives and ultimately to choose to respond and to act in a way that's balanced.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to support Oren's work, you can donate at orinjsofer.com/support.